It's time for exciting high school basketball action on 104.9 WAXI. Today's game is being brought to you by Overpeck Gas, Rockville and Clinton IGA Stores, WTHI TV 10, BJ's Electronics, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, Beverly Plumbing and Heating, Valley Professionals Community Health Center, Dale Warnick Chevrolet, International Paper Newport Mill, Ivy Tech Community College, The Turkey Run Inn, Affordable Auto Sales, HMSB Insurance, Lover's Lane Antiques, Wallace Law Office, The Fountain Trust Company, Ron Construction, Diverter Funeral Home, Clark Chevrolet, Andrews Heating and Cooling, The Park County REMC, Jackson Family of Dealerships, Future Rex Industries, Hawkins Car Wash, Edward Jones Financial Consultant Greg Harbison, Wooster Feed Mill, JT's Marathon, Big Mac Disposal, and Hanner Law Office.
Welcome back to Tipton High School as we prepare for game one between the Rockville Lady Rocks and the Southern Wells Lady Raiders. Rockville will be the visiting team on the scoreboard, dressed in our royal blue away uniforms. Black numbers trimmed out in white. Southern Wells, the home team, white uniforms. Red numbers trimmed in royal blue. Stephen, I believe you have the starting lineups.
Yes, we do. We will start off with Rockville. So they're going to have a three-guard lineup today. So starting for them will be junior Taylor Duggar, senior Felicity Carrington, and the other guard will be junior Kylan McMullen. At forward are going to be a pair of seniors in Bailey Breedlove and Morgan Pierce. For Southern Wells, starting for them is going to be senior Jessica Yenser. She's one of their leading scorers, averaging about 8-1 a game. Other starter for them is going to be Jada Johnson. She's a senior as well. At forward is going to be Sarah Bothast. She's a junior. Their leading scorer is number 24, Georgia Hanauer. She's averaging around 8.9 a game. And the other starter for the Lady Raiders is going to be junior Kirtland Noble.
Thank you, Stephen. Game number two today, played between at Tri-Central High School, 14-10 on the year, and at Tri, 21-4, I would guess, based on record. And ratings, Sagarin, and in the polls, Tri, the highest-rated school in this regional. They finished a year in rated number 8 in single-A basketball, tip-controlled by the Rocks. Breedlove in the backcourt to Carrington. Carrington crosses the timeline. Breedlove for three. Her shot off the mark. Weak side rebound. McMullen. McMullen to Duggar. Out front, they'll reset the offense with Carrington. A little give and go here. Cross cut. Breedlove the basketball. Little push off. She gets away with it. Her fader on the jump line baseline is good. Rocks off to a good start. They lead 2-0.
Well, Jim, it's crazy. We've talked about this all week, and we're finally here, and before you know it, the game's underway, and the Rockville Rocks have a late, early 2-0 lead.
On the baseline, ball in the post to Bothast. Try to pronounce these names correctly. Answer on the point. Near side, Hanauer with the basketball. Stephen mentioned the freshman leads the team in scoring. Three-point shot. On the far side by Johnson off the mark. Weak side rebound, Duggar. It's now McMullen on the baseline with the basketball. Poked out of bounds by Yenser. At this point in the season, Stephen, we're used to teams that we see on a pretty regular basis. We know the players pretty well. We don't really need programs, but obviously we do today. Rockville with the basketball. As this possession, we see a 2-3 zone, and they're able to easily get the ball into the post to Breedlove. Pierce at the top of the key. Her shot won't go. Rebound to Hanauer. Hanauer's going to bring the ball into the front court herself, shut off by Pierce. Work back to her left. Now comes near side to Yenser. Ball worked around the perimeter area for Southern Wells. Yenser on the near wing. McMullen steps out in the passing lane, takes a pass away. It goes in the post to Noble. Her shot no good. Ball loose, picked up by Duggar. Duggar to Carrington. Carrington on the dribble up the right side. Crossover dribble, gets a screen from Duggar. Could have gotten an illegal screen there. I think we're fortunate that it appears early they're going to let him play a little bit. Pierce behind the three-point line, far side to Taylor. Taylor works to her left. Spin dribble back to her right. Back cut, McMullen inside. Shot won't go. Gets the put back. It won't go, but she's fouled and will head to the free throw line.
Well, Jim, that's outstanding recognition from Kylan McMullen. As the dribble came towards her, she noticed the defense staring at the basketball. Goes back door on that baseline. Doesn't get that first layup to go, but she's going to get to the free throw line.
I'd like to thank Ron Construction, State Road 59 north of Belmore, WTHI TV 10, supporting high school sports and our local communities. HSMB Insurance with offices in Montezuma and Greencastle, and Turkey Run in Turkey Run at State Park. Both free throws are off the mark. Score remains at 2-0. Rockville with an early lead. We've played 2 minutes and 20 seconds in our opening quarter. Southern Wells with the basketball. Yancer on the point to Noble on the baseline. Johnson's pass poked away by Duggar. Southern Wells keeps the basketball. Yancer penetrate, kicks to Hanauer. Shot won't go. It's an air ball. Ball loose on the floor. Breedlove's going to come away with it. Gets the ball to Pierce. Pierce on the dribble. Slows down once she gets across the timeline. Works to her left. She finds Carrington. Carrington to her right. Duggar to the basket. Off glass. Shot won't go. Breedlove with the rebound. Put back. Won't go. She's fouled and will head to the free throw line. So early on, Rock's doing a good job on the boards.
Yeah, definitely look like they have a very decided advantage there early. Southern Wells not blocking out at this point. Taylor Duggar, good penetration that time. And, you know, really they're getting a lot of looks inside. We have 1 3-point attempt from Morgan Pierce.
Bailey good on the first free throw. We'd like to thank Dale Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville, Fountain Trust Company, 11 locations including the Rockville Banking Center, Jackson Family Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton. Breedlove good on the second free throw as well. Rocks have built a 4-0 lead. Breedlove has all four in quarter one. Yancer in paint to Hanauer. Puts a tough shot up. It won't go. Breedlove with the rebound. Steven, I jotted down three keys. The first one for the Rocks with an exclamation point was be the favorite. You are the favorite. Play like the favorite. They've played well early on. Pierce shot won't go. Could be called for travel. I didn't think she shuffled her foot. She came up with the steal. Was bumped. But the ball will go back to Southern Wells. Second thing I said, I think Rocks need to be on the attack on all facets of the basketball game. Be aggressive. And thirdly, a team that likes to penetrate against a zone. You need to cut off the gaps. Force them to play perimeter basketball. Foul on the backside by Taylor Duggar. Her first on the Rocks. Clock is at 4:18 in quarter number one. Hanauer, the freshman on the dribble to the right. Out front, the Yancer. They've done the majority of the ball in their hands in the first quarter. Hanauer once again in the post. Shot is blocked by Breedlove. The shot was by Melina Dixon. Loose ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Rocks. Yancer out front to Hanauer. Open for a three. She lets it fly. Off the heel of the rim. Long rebound. Pierce. Pierce to Carrington. Felicity into the front court to Duggar on baseline. Crossover dribble. Works right. Tripped. And as she goes down, the ball goes out of bounds. Turnover back to Southern Wells. I'd like to thank Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton, Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville, and the Verter Funeral Home in Cayuga. Yancer far side to Johnson. Back to Yancer. On the dribble, nowhere to go. She finds Hanauer. Ball poked away by Pierce, but on the reach-in, she's called for the foul. That will be her first. Second on the team. Rock so far, Steven, have done a nice job of taking penetration away from Southern Wells. Yancer to Hanauer. Left side to Johnson. Puts it on the floor. Skip pass. Yancer for three. Looks good. It is good. First basket of the ball game for Southern Wells. That's the lead to one at 4-3.
Well, you just talked about penetration. That's exactly what Southern Wells got on that one. Kick out for the three.
Nice pass from the paint. Breedlove to McMullen for the basket on the weak side. Breedlove gets the assist. Yancer now penetrates, and it's going to be another foul on Rockville. I think it's going to be on Pierce. If it is, it will be her second. So it'll be decision time for Coach Kyle at 2:52. Rocks lead by 3, 6-3. Yancer with the basketball. Top of the key, Hanauer, going to be called for the travel. And we see it here in the last couple of possessions, Stephen. Much more concerted effort by Southern Wells to put the ball on the floor and attack the basket.
Yeah, at that time I thought she had an open look from three. Probably would have been better suited to let that go. But you're right, they do want to put the ball on the floor, trying to get into that paint.
Duggar to Carrington. Throws it in traffic to Breedlove. She was too well covered. It's going to be a jump ball. It's going to stay Rockville basketball. Forced it in there, Stephen. There was too much traffic. Now they change it. It is going to be Southern Wells basketball. Score remains at 6-3. Rockville with the early lead. 2 minutes, 20 seconds to go in our opening quarter. Hanauer at the top of the key. Going to be called for another travel. So back-to-back possessions. Hanauer tries to penetrate from the key area. And we will have a substitution. It will be Jenna Elsroth. Sophomore will replace the freshman. Carrington to Duggar. A couple of dribbles. It's now McMullen on the baseline. She works back to her left. She's going to be called for a travel. Shooting possessions right now, Stephen. Rocks are coming empty, not even getting shots.
Well, you absolutely know that nerves are going to be a part of today, so you just want to kind of get those out of the way, get yourself into a rhythm here almost to the end of the second or end of the first half, first quarter, excuse me.
Yancer on baseline. And ball's loose, picked up by Johnson on the backside. Johnson's going to be called for the travel. So clearly some nerves on both teams right now as the turnover total is a little bit high for the first quarter. Southern Wells stays in their man-to-man defense. Pierce to her right, finds Duggar. Duggar to McMullen. Right now we see a double team in the post area. If we can skip the pass on the backside, Carrington's wide open. She gets the ball. She's going to be tied up by Yancer. This time it will be Rockville basketball. I'd like to thank Overpet Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy in Marshall and Covington, your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton, Affordable Auto Care, US 41 North in Rockville. Inbound to Duggar. Tries to go over the top of the defense. The pass is stolen by Noble. She goes to the floor. She's called for travel. It'll stay Rockville basketball. Going to have to get some perimeter shots up, Stephen. Take a little bit of pressure off Bailey in the paint. She draws a double team once again. Duggar lets a three fly. It's off the mark. Rebound, Yancer of Southern Wells. Clock down to a minute in our opening quarter. Another travel. They don't call it. Yancer penetrates. Shot off the mark. Carrington on the rebound. She's fouled from behind by Dixon. First substitution of the ball game for Coach Kyle. Pierce will head to the bench. Maddie Mills ball. Good substitution at 59.4. Protect Pierce. Pierce has two fouls in the opening quarter. Right side. McMullen with the basketball. Little cross off center. Breedlove takes a bump. Gets the shot up. It won't go. Ball loose. And Breedlove fouls from behind. It'll be Southern Wells basketball on Bailey, her first foul, fourth on the team.
Well, they run the play perfectly, exactly how they want it executed. She does take a little bit of a bump and then shows the frustration going after that ball, gets the foul call.
In the post to Dixon. I thought it was blocked off of the backboard. The officials will say no. It will be Rockville basketball. We're down to 29.8 seconds in our opening quarter. Carrington on the point. Still dribbles with the left hand to Mills Paul. She goes corner to Carrington. A little screen and roll with her and Duggar. Duggar in paint. Shot won't go. Ball's loose. Somebody's going to be called for a travel. They're going to call it on Dixon.
Jim, already here in this first quarter, I think I've seen more bodies knocked to the floor than we did all last week during sectionals. A lot of aggression going on here early. Both these teams want this win pretty bad.
It'll be Mills Paul to inbound. Couple of screens set. Having trouble finding anybody. And her pass hits the backboard. It'll be Southern Wells basketball. Nobody broke free. Tried to lob it inside to Breedlove. A good idea. Unfortunately caught a corner of the backboard. So it'll be Southern Wells with the final offensive opportunity here in the half. Clock is down to 7. Yancer in the corner has the ball knocked out of bounds by Carrington. Clock at 4.3. Yancer's going to bring it in to Ellsroth. She gets it back, puts it on the floor, shot on the way. It comes up short. Duggar with the rebound. We played 8 minutes. Not a lot of offense, but just enough for Rockville to lead by 3. 6-3 at the end of 1. Stay tuned from Tipton High School. We'll be right back on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
Big Mac Disposal and John and Carolyn McLean are cheering loud and proud for all the teams in the IHSAA tournament games. Family operated, Big Mac Disposal offers residential and business services in Park, Vermilion, and Fountain counties. Call Big Mac at 765-498-4840 for roll-offs, dumpsters, tote sizes, and pricing. They'll pick up bag trash too. The McLeans and Big Mac Disposal cheering for all our teams. Big Mac Disposal. Call 765-498-4840.
Buying a new car is exciting. At Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga, you can save thousands. We'll match any dealer's price, and we won't be undersold. Find exactly what you're looking for. If we don't have it, we'll get it for you. With our price match standard, you won't find a better deal anywhere. We won't be undersold. Make your way to Clark Chevrolet. You make the drive, we'll make the deal.
When you buy from Clark Chevrolet, we'll send you cookies.
Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga, you make the drive, we'll make the deal.
Welcome back to our Rocks Regional Press Box, sponsored by Rockville Correctional Facility. Jim Foster, Stephen Hartman. We get set for our second 8 minutes of the contest. Rockville with a 6-point lead. It'll be Southern Wells basketball. Johnson on the near wing to Yancer. Ball on the floor, shot on the way. It's an air ball by Neff, rebounded by the Rocks. Carrington works up the right side to McMullen. She gets the ball back to Carrington. She's got to look to take a shot there, Stephen. She's too wide open. Yancer picks the pocket of Carrington. Carrington fouls as she works up the floor. That'll be the first on Felicity. Fifth on the team. I'd like to thank BJ Electronics, your dish-authorized retailer in Rockville. The employees of International Paper, Newport Mill, proudly supporting Park and Vermilion County High School Sports, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, Internet and Phone in Bloomingdale and Rockville. Southern Wells with the basketball. Neff worked to the free throw line. Passes to the three-point line to Johnson. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Southern Wells. Ball. Clock's at 7:15 here in our second quarter. Johnson on the near wing. Neff top of the key. Gets in paint. Shot on the way is good over Breedlove. Cuts the lead to 1 at 6-5.
Well, Neff attempted the floater from the baseline possession before. That one was no good, but this one was nothing but net. Has the ability to make that shot.
Well, Kylan gets the ball on the baseline, Steven. She continues to work on that dribble to her left, and Yancer is really attacking that left hand. reflect back. Kylan knocked down a couple of perimeter shots in sectional play, and I think that's what the Rocks could use right now. Carrington rattles one home. It's a three-point field goal from the right baseline. Carrington gets in the scoring column with her first points. Rocks lead up to four at 9-5. Yancer left wide open. Her shot won't go. Breedlove rebounds to Pierce. Pierce over the top of the defense to Carrington. She works up the left side in paint to Breedlove. Contact by Bothist. That will be the fourth on Southern Wells. Bothus picks up her second. It'll be Courtney Lamer in the Southern Wells lineup. Pierce in the corner. Out front, Carrington. Skip pass backside, McMullen puts it on the floor, gets around the defense. Her jumper on the way, it won't go. Breedlove rebound. Good opportunity, the put back won't drop. And Kylan's going to pick up the foul in the backcourt. Steven, I don't know how many, but at least three fouls for Rockville have been 80-plus feet from the basket.
Yeah, just that time, trying to steal the outlet pass, draws a little bit too much contact. You know, right now, nobody's in terrible position other than Morgan Pierce, but you can't have too many of those.
Well, Kylan steps out front, picks the pass off, a race to the basket. Knocked out of bounds by Yancer to remain Rockville basketball. Good anticipation by Kylan. As she creates the turnover. Pierce on the inbound. Lob pass inside. Comes up short. Poked away by Noble. Picked up by Southern Wells. Neff at the free throw line to Yancer. Works off a pick to her right. Johnson now back to the left. A bit of a weave outside. A lot of contact. Kylan may be fortunate she didn't pick up a foul. Ball goes to the post to Noble. Noble gets the basket. Lead down to two at 9-7 for Rockville. Pierce baseline to McMullen. McMullen's jumper on the way. It won't go. Weak side rebound, Yancer. Yancer on the dribble inside the three-point line to Neff. Back to her left, turns it up. Shot on the way, blocked by Breedlove, picked up by Duggar. Duggar to Carrington. Felicity on the dribble, works to her right, crossover left, in paint to Pierce. Pierce a couple of dribbles to her right, goes back to Carrington. Coach Kyle directs the offense. It'll be a set play. Carrington will get the basketball. She dives to the corner. They isolate Breedlove. She works to her right. Good defense by Southern Wells. Ball reversal comes near side to Carrington. Carrington to Pierce. She dribbles out in between the circles. Carrington open at the free throw line. It's a backdoor cut by Duggar. A good read. Carrington's pass leads Duggar just a little too much. Ball goes out of bounds to Southern Wells.
Jim, I will say I'm very impressed with Southern Wells' defense right now. Not many teams have had the ability to guard Rockville man-to-man, but they've certainly done it and done it well here in the first quarter.
Johnson to Yancer. Yancer dribbles to her right. Back to Johnson. Back to Yancer. Yancer puts a three up. It's another air ball. It's going to go out of bounds. Rockville basketball. I'd like to thank Future X Industries in Bloomingdale, Lovers Lane Antiques on East High Street in Rockville, and a Walsh Law Office in Covington and Clinton. We played halfway through quarter number two. Rocks with 3 points in this quarter. Six in the first. However, the 9 points is enough to lead this one by two, 9-7. Carrington on dribble. Nice pass inside. Breedlove off glass. It's good. Penetration forced the defense to work on Carrington, which opened up Breedlove on the roll. Lead back to four for the Rocks at 11-7. Neff on the backside of the defense, skips near side to Johnson, puts it on the floor, goes baseline inside the defense. Her shot comes up short. Bailey with the rebound. Outlet to Carrington. Carrington starts up the left side. She'll slow things up, work to the center of the court for this offensive set. Seems to be a little bit of a confusion. They'll reset the offense. She works on Yancer to Bailey. Bailey on the dribble outside to three-point line, guarded by Noble. Crossover dribble, and it's going to be a five-second call. Rocks got caught standing around a little too much, Stephen. Got to work without the basketball. Too much dribble in that possession causes the turnover. Would like to thank Aqua Liberty, Pool, Spa, and Hearth in Rockville. Kathy Preston, State Farm Insurance in Rockville. Rockville Correctional Facility, hiring correctional officers now. Go to careers.in.gov if you're interested in any of those positions. You'll have to help me, Stephen. I missed that call.
It was a kicked basketball. Yancer had it in the post. Tried to go across the lane to Bofast.
Hanauer gets her first basket of the ball game. She lets everybody know that it's a three as she sticks up three fingers on her way down the court. Once again, cuts the lead to one. It's now 12-10. Nice pass inside Breedlove. Off glass. It's good. She's fouled. She'll head to the free throw line. Well, that's the answer you look for. Got inside the defense. Nice drop step to the baseline. Foul is on Noble, her first. Breedlove good at the free throw line. Bailey's been solid in the first half. She leads the Rocks in scoring. She has 9 of the 14. Yancer in paint. Shot blocked by Breedlove. Picked up by McMullen. Be nice to get a little run here for the Rocks. They lead 14-10. We're down to 2 minutes before half. Invite you to join our Fountain Trust, excuse me, our Clark Chevrolet Diverter Funeral Home halftime show. Duggar on the dribble to her right to McMullen. Carrington in paint, off glass, won't go. Ball loose on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball. I believe it will be Southern Wells basketball. Pretty good opportunity. Carrington works without the ball from the weak side. Got a pretty good look inside.
There's a little bump to it, but it was a great cut. Good find from Taylor Duggar on the wing.
Southern Wells basketball. Yancer pass knocked out of bounds by Kylan. Like thanks Samaritan Affordable Funeral and Cremation Services. Call 812-232-4351. Big Mac Disposal in Tangier and Hinter Law Office in Rockville. Shot won't go. Foul by Carrington on the putback. Good positioning by Noble. That will be the second on Felicity. Noble's first trip to the free throw line. First free throw is good. Cuts the lead to three at 14-11. Jenna Ellsroth will return to the Lady Raider lineup. Second free throw also good. A minute 31 to go in quarter number two. Rocks with a slim 2-point lead. Pierce, corner to Carrington. Out front to Pierce, crossover dribble, works off a screen, and Carrington picks up number three with the illegal screen. Quick substitution by Coach Kyle. Carly Jeffries into the lineup for Carrington.
You know, offense is definitely struggling right now, getting into their sets. There is a lot of stagnation, it seems like, on that side. Not really sure what they're looking to do. They're doubling Breedlove in the post. Got to find other ways to score.
Hanauer penetrates, has the ball knocked away, picked up by Duggar. Duggar to Pierce. She'll slow things down. We're under a minute to go before half with Carrington on the bench. Who handles the basketball is going to be important. And the Rocks turn it over as they try to force the ball into Jeffries. Ellsroth quickly up the floor to Hanauer. Hanauer crossover. Good positioning by McMullen. Should have been a charge. No call. Elsroth in paint. Shot good. We're tied at 14. Clock inside of 20. Last possession of this half for the Rocks. McMullen dribble penetrates, kicks to Duggar. Duggar puts it on the floor, pulls up in paint, crawls over the front of the rim. Looks like it's going to be a two-point lead for Rockville at half. We played 16. Rock 16, Southern Wales 14. Stay tuned. We'll be right back on our Clark Chevrolet Diverter Funeral Home Halftime Show on 104.9 WAXI.
It feels good when people really get you, like the friends who come over when the big game is on. The neighbors always bring buffalo dip. Your in-laws know to be quiet during big plays. And everyone knows about your special post-win fist pump. It's kind of like having a State Farm agent like Kathy Preston. Kathy is here to get to know you and understand your life so she can help make it easy for you to protect what's important. Get an agent that gets you and your fist pumps. Call State Farm agent Kathy Preston in Rockville today.
Todd Diverter at Diverter Funeral Home in Cayuga is committed to the highest standards of service excellence. You talk about many things with your loved ones, from day-to-day details to big events. Sharing stories with those who matter most isn't just important today. It will be especially significant when it's time to honor and commemorate your lives. Go to DiverterFuneralHome.com, watch the video, and download a free brochure and have the talk of a lifetime today. It can make the difference of a lifetime. Diverter Funeral Home, plan ahead. We'll take the first step with you.
Get a head start on outdoor cooking this spring and get your big green egg at Aqua Liberty Pool, Spa, and Hearth in Rockville today. It's a grill, it's an oven, and it's a smoker. It's the big green egg. While you're at Aqua Liberty, you can talk to them about a new pool to go with your new outdoor kitchen. Aqua Liberty Pool, Spa, and Hearth is a proud supporter of the Rockville Lady Rocks as they continue their season in the state basketball tournament. Good luck from Aqua Liberty Pool, Spa, and Hearth in Rockville. The employees of International Paper Newport Mill are proud to support Park and Vermilion County High School sports. Students who participate in sports and other extracurricular activities learn the values of putting in hard work and working together to accomplish goals. The employees of International Paper Newport Mill share these values too. Good luck to all student athletes from the employees of International Paper Newport Mill.
Welcome back to Tipton High School. We're at halftime. Jim Foster, Stephen Hartman, a two-point lead for the Lady Rocks, 16-14, but definitely no time to be comfortable, Stephen. Rocks got off to a pretty good start, but a little unnerved, I think, in the latter stages of the second quarter. Lead's been as big as five, but right now it sits at two, and really, we've decided nothing. I like the aggressiveness early, but it kind of faded as we neared halftime.
Yeah, you're exactly right. There was a lot of intentionality to get the ball inside. And they penetrated. They got some backdoor cuts. They hit Bailey Breedlove on the block and, you know, really got everything that they wanted. But as you said, that first half kind of waned. We got to the latter parts of the second quarter, and we began to see a lot of standing out on the perimeter. The double team really began to show and become apparent on Bailey in the post. And from there, the guards outside just weren't quite sure what to do, and there was a little bit of hesitation there about continuing that aggressiveness. But then you get to the very last possession. Taylor Duggar remembers the aggression that she had early on in the game, gets inside, gets the shot to go. So I think Southern Wells is going to be very, very aggressive. They put a lot of pressure on the ball here in this first half, and they're continuing to stay in that man-to-man. So if you just continue to put the ball on the floor, try to get to the paint, I think that bodes well for your offense.
There's some nice work being done by the Rocks without the basketball, but some empty possessions, unable to convert in the paint. But I really think in the second half, we're going to have to put some shots up on the perimeter and soften up that defense in the paint. They're coming hard at Bailey with double teams, and she's done a good job of passing ball to the weak side for a couple of easy baskets. And I think anytime the ball goes into the block and paint area, weak side defense rotates hard for Southern Wales, which frees up the weak side. So you can have your head up and find the player on the backside. You can get some easy opportunities, but just a little bit tentative, not quite ready or not quite wanting to pull the trigger on those perimeter jump shots. You know, I don't know what the reasoning might be, whether concerned about not making the shots or not, but even just taking the shots going to soften things up a little bit, create some other opportunities. I think the Rocks have done a pretty good job on the board so far, and a missed shot's going to create a rebounding opportunity, and if you can get an offensive rebound, more times than not, the defense is going to be out of position where you can then attack off of that rebound. So let's hope that we see a little bit more of that in the second half. We're going to take a commercial break from a Rocks Regional Press Box sponsored by the Rockville Correctional Facility. You are listening to our Clark Chevrolet Diverter Funeral Home Halftime Show. We'll be back in a short time to cover statistics from the first half from Tipton High School on 104.9 WAXI.
Did you say early on that Southern Wells
The IHSAA games continue. Hanner Law Office congratulates all our local area high school teams for outstanding sportsmanship. Hanner Law Office is celebrating 90 years in 2018 and also celebrating the arts in Park County. Displayed on the side of its 150-year-old former bank building on the east side of the square in Rockville are examples of art created by Colton Trapman, Grace Ramsey, and Abigail Hanner. Whatever your legal needs, Hanner Law Office will find the best solution. Call 765-569-3122.
Hey everybody, it's Lou here from BJ's Electronics, your local TV expert, and I want to tell you about Dish TV. If technology, value, and customer satisfaction are important to you, then it's time to cut the cable cord once and for all. Upgrade your TV experience and start saving with Dish today. Drop by BJ's Electronics at US 41 North in Rockville or call 1-800-772-2821 or visit us on the web at www.bj-electronics.net. We are BJ's Electronics, your locally owned, operated, and trusted satellite TV expert.
Welcome back to Tipton High School. Steven, let's cover first half stats.
All right, it is a 16-14 advantage for our Lady Rocks here at the end of the first half of play. It was 6-3 advantage Rockville at the end of the first, but Southern Wells puts up 11 in the second quarter. Rockville gets 10. For the Lady Raiders, their leading scorer is Kirtland Noble. She has 4 points, just 1 of 2 from the field, but she is a perfect 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Those are the only free throws that have been attempted by Southern Wells here in this first half. Jessica Yenser has 3 points. She knocked down the first point of the ball game, which is a three-point basket. Then you have 2 points to Jenna Elsross. She completed that here towards the end of the second quarter. And Kelly Neff began the second quarter with a bucket as well. Those are the only players that have scored for Southern Wells. For Rockville, Bailey Breedlove has 9 points. She's 3 of 6 from the floor right now, 3 of 3 from the free throw line as well. Continues to be very efficient. Then you have Felicity Carrington with 3. She knocked down a 3-point bucket. Kylan McMullen with 2. Taylor Duggar with 2 as well. Southern Wells right now is a team shooting 21% from 2-point range. They're 3 of 14. They're 2 of 7 for 29% behind the 3-point line. And they are that perfect 2 of 2 from the charity stripe. Rockville is 36%. They're 5 of 14 right now on their 2-point field goals. Just 1 of 4. 25%, so kind of speaking to your maybe lack of outside shooting that we've seen right now. They've just attempted 4 shots from behind the perimeter, the one made coming from Felicity Carrington, and they are 3 of 5 from the free throw line for 60%. The only other player for Rockville that was able to attempt free throws was Kylan McMullen, and she went 0 for 2 early on in that half. But turnovers definitely an issue for both teams. Southern Wells with 9 turnovers. Rockville has tallied 10 here in this first half of play.
Clearly too many for either team's liking. We have played 16. We have 16, at least 16 to go. It is 16-14 in favor of Rockville. That's going to wrap up our Clark Chevrolet Diverter Funeral Home halftime show. We'll be back here in a short time as we get set for second half play from Tipton High School. It's regional basketball on 104.9 at WAXI.
Winter is just around the corner. Is your heating system ready? Let the professionals at Andrews Heating help you sort out repair versus replacement. They offer the top-of-the-line American Standard heating and air conditioning equipment with the best warranty in the industry and financial solutions that won't break the bank. All from the dealership that you've trusted your family's indoor comfort to for nearly 50 years. Andrews Heating, the right choice for the right indoor comfort solution. Andrews Heating at 765-832-9401 or visit them on the web at andrewsheating.com.
From Crocs, lots of signs, and rare tobacco baskets to primitives and other treasures, the perfect starting point for entry-level and advanced collectors is Lover's Lane Antiques in Rockville. Open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 5. Georgina and Scott Bettis share your love for antiques and collectibles at Lover's Lane Antiques, 205 East High Street in Rockville.
When you're looking for someone to service your vehicle, please keep us in mind. We're Affordable Auto Care in Rockville, and we're easy to find. We're in a red and white building on US 41 on the north end of town. We're your local under-the-vehicle mechanics, and I'd say our guys are some of the best around. We specialize in custom exhaust work, alignments, and all sort of maintenance. Come on over, stop on in at Affordable Auto Care. We'd love to make your acquaintance. Call Affordable Auto Care to schedule an appointment at 569-6911, and when you drop your vehicle off for service, we can text you when it's done. Affordable Auto Care is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Welcome back to Live Action. Rockville basketball to start second half play. Carrington, Duggar, McMullen, Pierce, and Breedlove. Open this half on the floor for Coach Kyle. A little pick and roll. Carrington and Duggar, nothing happening out front. It's Breedlove with the basketball. Back cut to Carrington. Drop off pass Duggar. Duggar's baseline jumper won't go. And it's a jump ball. Hanauer and Duggar. It'll be Southern Wells basketball. For Southern Wells, Dixon Johnson, Noble, Hanauer, and Yancer. It's Yancer on the dribble into the front court against a 2-3 zone of the Rocks. Top of the key, Johnson, little screen and roll with her and Noble. Well defended by the Rocks. Yancer comes near side to Hanauer. Freshman leads Southern Wells in scoring. She's knocked to the floor. A lot of contact. Can't believe there was no call. And there is a call now. It's on Pierce. That's going to be three. So pair of the guards for Rockville with three fouls each. Pierce and Carrington. Southern Wells trouble getting the ball in. Brings it in to Hanauer. She attacks and picks up the foul on Breedlove. On Bailey, that will be number two. Hanauer to the free throw line for the first time in a ball game. Two free throws, an opportunity to tie things at 16. First one is good. Would like to thank Ron Construction, State Road 59 north of Belmore. WTHI TV 10 supporting high school sports in our local communities. HSMB Insurance with offices in Montezuma and Greencastle. And Turkey Run Inn inside of the Turkey Run State Park. Second free throw rolls out. Rebound Duggar. Near side Carrington on the baseline to Pierce. Picks her dribble up. Skip pass to McMullen. Her pass in paint. Looked like it was kicked. No call. Yancer with the basketball. The run out. She gets the layup, and for the first time in the ball game, Southern Wells with the lead. It's by one, 17-16.
Well, Jim, I think that was a very apparent kick by Southern Wells, but it leads to the run out, and Yancer does get the layup. That is going to be their first lead, and they come out with a little bit more aggression here to start the second half.
But we saw the intensity pick up defensively in the second quarter. It's carried over here to the early stages. Taylor, nice drive to the basket. Catches it on the baseline, uses a screen. Gets in paint off glass. Rocks regain the lead at 18-17. Johnson goes baseline to Dixon. Out front to Noble. Her pass picked off by McMullen. They get the ball to Carrington, who will run the point. A lot of contact between her and Yancer. Duggar to glass, off to the basket, off glass, shot drops. She'll get the hoop and arm. Official still talking. She does get the basket. She will head to the free throw line. Not sure we could be sure as to what was going to be called, but at least for consecutive possessions, Taylor Duggar kind of taking things over. Back-to-back baskets. Free throw on the way is good. She has five straight. Rocks lead by four, 21-17. We'd like to thank Dale Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville. Fountain Trust Company, 11 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center and the Rockville IGA, and Jackson Family Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton. The answer works to her left, Dixon on baseline. Ellsroth in the ball game. The answer for three, it's off the mark. Dixon with the offensive rebound, pushes off. Shot won't go. One official calls a jump ball. The other official is going to call an over the back. Foul will be on Duggar. I believe that will be her second. I think that was a pretty good call. However, there was a clear push off inside. Ball right through the hands of Pierce. She's unable to come up with the steal. Ellsroth at the top of the key to Yancer. Still with the dribble. Ball poked away. Picked up by Carrington. And it will be a foul on Southern Wells. Game is becoming quite physical, Stephen. You mentioned earlier a lot of bodies on the floor. Just seems like a lot of frustration right now by the girls on both teams. Carrington to her left, picks the dribble up in between the circles to Duggar. Back to Carrington. Gonna have to be strong with the basketball. Official's gonna let you play physical. Duggar to her right, dribbles into too much traffic. Ball poked away, picked up by Southern Wells. Ellsroth into the front court to Johnson. On the baseline, it's Dixon. She'll dribble back to her right. Pass going to be picked off by McMullen one more time. She finds Duggar. Duggar bumped. Finally, the call comes by Yancer. Not sure how many that will be on her.
Just have that down as her first.
It is her first. Each team with three here in the second half. Yancer's going to pick up back-to-back fouls. I'd like to thank Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton, Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville. Inverted Funeral Home in KU. I don't believe we've had a timeout in the ballgame, Stephen.
We have not.
A lot of screening goes on. And Rock's having a tough time getting the ball in against this man-to-man defense. It does go out of bounds. Southern Wells basketball. Another turnover for Rockville. They lead by four, 21-17. 4 minutes, 25 seconds to go in quarter three. Yancer holds the ball outside the three-point line to Ellsworth. To Hanauer. Hanauer on the drive. Backside Johnson. Johnson for three. Her shot won't go. Weak side rebound to Noble. She gets inside the defense for the basket. Cuts the lead to two at 21-19. Duggar to her right. It's going to be the third foul. And two trips up and down the floor by Yancer. They got a young lady you want to attack right now. She's very frustrated. You could get her in the paint, get a shot fake, get her in the air. Pierce finds Carrington inside of Yancer. Yancer just backs away and lets her have the layup. Fearful of picking up that fourth foul. Rocks back on top by four, 23-19. Johnson for three in corner. Her shot good. Cuts the lead to one at 23-22.
Well, you did kind of wonder how long it would take for her to get going. As you said, we don't know a lot about him, but she's definitely the team's leader from beyond the arc.
Spin dribble in paint. Shot won't go. Foul by Ellsroth will send it. Duggar to the free throw line. I'd like to thank Overpet Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy in Marshall and Covington. Your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton and Affordable Auto Care, US 41 North in Rockville. Taylor good on the first free throw. I believe she's 2 for 2 in the ball game. She's had a very productive third quarter.
She's got 8 points in the game.
Second free throw rolls off. Breedlove leads with 9. Duggar has 8. So 17 of the 24 for Rockville. Rocks up by 2. The answer shot won't go. Rebound Breedlove. Outlet Carrington up the right side. Coach Kyle wants a timeout. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to high school basketball. It's regional action from Tipton High School on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
Are you ready for a great career with a great future and great benefits? See yourself as a correctional officer at the Rockville Correctional Facility. See yourself as a success. Visit careers.in.gov or call the Rockville Correctional Facility, 765-569-3178. Your new career is here at Rockville Correctional Facility. Proud to support Park County Youth Sports. Go Lady Rocks!
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnick's today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today. Drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnick Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience making shopping for a new pre-owned or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnick Chevrolet Rockville, you'll find an experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to assist you.
Welcome back. Rockville basketball out of the timeout. Ball near side to Duggar. Screen inside by Pierce. Shot by Breedlove. Good off glass. Hoop and harm. She'll head to the free throw line. Well, that's what you want, Stephen. You know Coach Kyle set something up. He wouldn't have used the timeout. He gets what he's looking for. Rocks lead by 4, 26-22. Free throw short. Rebound to Noble. The answer works to her right with the dribble. Hanauer in paint. Elsroth shot on baseline won't go. Good positioning by Noble. Her shot in and out. Duggar saves the ball inbounds to Carrington. Noble does a nice job on the weak side rebounding, Stephen. Several times we see her, she works to get inside of the defense. Carrington, one dribble, picks it up to Pierce. Pierce on the dribble to her left. Duggar. Duggar in the paint. Shot won't go. Rebound Hanauer. She's picked by McMullen. It's a race to the basket. Kylan off glass. Her shot good. Rocks lead by 6, 28-22. And we'll have a timeout on the floor by Southern Wells as they trail by 6, 201 to go in this quarter. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll send it back as well. Listen to high school basketball on 104.9 WAXI.
In Park County, for quality, secure, local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
Welcome back to live action, Southern Wells basketball. Rocks lead by 6, 28-22. Clock is under 2 minutes, Hanauer. At the far elbow to Johnson. Johnson fires a 3. It's short. Ball's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Rockville basketball. Johnson had just hit a 3 in the far corner. This time her shot comes up short. Pressure in the backcourt extended by Southern Wells. Ball comes in to Pierce. Pierce's pass fortunately gets it to Carrington. Could have been another foul on Yancer. Rocks force a pass in paint. Not very good spacing. Duggar fired a bullet. Breedlove, I think it was more protection than anything else. Fortunately, it does go out of bounds off of Southern Wells. Breedlove on the inbound to Carrington. Gets inside the defense off glass. 6 straight by the Rocks. They lead by 8, 30-22.
Once again, attacking Yenser, who just backs away, gives Carrington the layup, not wanting to pick up her fourth.
Well, I think you want to attack her on the offensive end if you're Rockville. Henauer puts it on the floor, splits a pair of defenders. Shot won't go, ball loose. Noble on the weak side for the putback. Well, a couple of Rocks had their hands on it. They couldn't come up with the basketball. Noble finds herself in the right place for the easy one. Lead back to six at 30-24. On the post, Breedlove outside the three-point line to Duggar. Spin dribble inside, drop-off pass to McMullen. She'll bring it out to Carrington. It's a back cut, but it's too late. Picked off by Johnson. Yenser on the move to the basket. She's going to be called for the charge. No, I thought she was, but they're going to say it's a blocking foul. She put her shoulder down, created the contact. And on Breedlove, that's going to be number three. So three players for Rockville with three fouls. Jeffries will give Breedlove a break here with 41.4 to go in the quarter.
And that was just like a fullback going through the hole after a handoff. She lowered that shoulder. Johnson, right into Breedlove.
Johnson works to her left. Shot won't go. Rebound Duggar. Need a good possession here. Hold for one. Clock at 30. Carrington with the basketball to her left. Near side to Duggar. Carrington. Carrington fires a three. It's good. So much for holding for one. Biggest lead of the ball game. It's at 9, 33-24. Clock's at 10. Henauer at the top of the key. Step back three on the way. It's good. She has the answer. Rocks, I don't believe, are going to get a shot off. We've played three. It's a six-point lead for the Rocks, 33-27. Stay tuned. We'll be right back at Tipton High School on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
Samaritan Affordable Funeral Services reminds you that when it comes to your final arrangements, you make the decisions, and for a lot less expense than you think. Pre-arranging means you get exactly what you want. Prepayment eases the burden on your loved ones and protects you from rising costs. Samaritan Affordable Funeral and Cremation Services, 812-232-4351. And go, Lady Rocks!
In Park County, for quality, secure local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
Welcome back to Tipton High School. Jim Foster, Stephen Hartman. We've got a good one going, folks. A productive quarter by the Lady Rocks. The lead that was two at halftime is now six. Entering the final quarter, Rockville with the basketball. Carrington near side to Duggar. In the paint, Breedlove. Turnaround jumper won't go. Too much contact, I believe, on Noble. That'll send Bailey to the free throw line for two. On Noble, that's her third. That's the same set they ran out of the timeout, Stephen. It was productive as well. Breedlove good on the first free throw. I'd like to thank BJ Electronics, your dish-authorized retailer in Rockville. Employees of International Paper, Newport Mill, proudly supporting Park and Vermillion County High School Sports. And Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, internet and phone in Bloomingdale and Rockville. Breedlove good on the second free throw. Lead is at eight. Yenser in paint. Shot on the way, won't go. Noble with another rebound. Breedlove picks up number four. You can't take that chance. That's number four with 7:36, Stephen. I don't think there's any doubt she's going to have to sit down. Jeffries off the bench. Noble off on the free throw. I think things... with Breedlove on the bench, you're going to have to find some offense and some other. So it's going to be an important segment with her on the bench for the Lady Rocks. Noble's second free throw is good. Cuts the lead to 7, 35-28. Pressure into the backcourt. Ball comes into Pierce. She works in the middle of the floor, crosses the timeline. She finds Duggar. Duggar now to Carrington. Get out of the way. Give her some space to work. To her left, spin dribble, near side Duggar. Puts it on the floor, drives baseline. She's almost forced out of bounds. Pass picked off by Yancer. And McMullen called for the foul. That will be the 6th on the Lady Rocks.
Yep, just the 2nd on Kylan.
Well, foul starting to become an issue, Stephen, for both teams. Dancer on the dribble. Up the right side, Elsroth. She works on the dribble. Skip past Johnson. Johnson to Hanauer. She fires the 3. Her shot short. It won't go. Rebound Duggar. To Carrington. A couple players with 3 fouls each. A foul called on either one of those players would be big. Pierce with the basketball. Back to Carrington. 1 dribble. Picks it up. Comes near side Duggar. Duggar lets a 3 go. It looks good. It is good. Taylor Duggar. Largest lead of the ball game for the Lady Rocks. It's at 10, 38-28. Yancer on the bounce in between the circles. Far side to Elsroth. Back to Yancer. Johnson. Johnson puts it on the floor. Drives baseline. Shot blocked by Carrington. Picked up by Duggar. Good defense by Felicity. On the dribble into the front court to Pierce. They continue to run that play, and she did not get set. That will be number 4 on Carrington. Clock is at 6:02. Mark that, Stephen. Yancer goes to the floor. She's tripped up. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Rockville basketball. I think she thinks she got fouled. There is no foul called. It is Rockville basketball. Coach Kyle's going to use a 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well at 5:56 in the fourth quarter. Rockville with a 10-point lead, 38-28. On True Oldies, 104.9 WAXI. We'll go ahead and keep it here at 5:56, Stephen. Pair of your seniors with 4 fouls. You've got to buy some time somehow. The good news is you've got a 10-point lead.
Yeah, you do. A little bit of a cushion there. Taylor Duggar knocking down to that outside shot really kind of expands a 20 or 7-point lead out to 10 and just makes you feel that much more comfortable. But Southern Wells right now not being very opportunistic with Breedlove on the paint or on the bench. They haven't gotten the ball to the paint at all. You know, they pull up for a tough baseline jumper. Hanauer shoots a 3. You would have thought as soon as Breedlove went to the bench that they would have at least tried to get inside a little more.
Maddie Mills-Paul replaces Carrington on the dribble. Ball's loose in the backcourt. She finds Pierce. Pierce clears the timeline. A lot of excitement from the Rockville contingent. Pierce has the ball poked away. It's loose. And they'll say last touched by Southern Wells. You're going to have some of your people, maybe Duggar and McMullen, handle the ball a little bit against the bigger people of Southern Wells. You'd like to buy a couple of minutes. Ball poked out of bounds, this time by Elsroth. It'll remain Rockville basketball. You mentioned it earlier, Stephen. Very good man-to-man defense by Southern Wells. They really hound the ball. It comes into Millspaugh. Works to her left. Backside to Duggar. Duggar on the dribble. Still on the dribble. In paint. Drop off pass inside to Jeffries. She's fouled by Hanauer. Now, if you can hit a couple free throws, you buy yourself another 30 seconds.
Well, Taylor Duggar just continues to probe that defense as much as she can. Wait till she finds an opening. She'll attack. That time defense stepped up. Jeffries waiting for it on the block will knock down the first.
I'd like to thank Future X Industries in Bloomingdale, Lovers Lane Antiques on East I Street in Rockville, and Wallace Law Office in Covington and Clinton. Outstanding job, Carly Jeffries. Two free throws. Lead has grown to 12 at 40-28. 5:15 on the clock. Jeffries pokes the ball away from behind, but she's going to be called for the foul. This will send Elsroth to the free throw line on Carly, I believe, her first. And one of the things you don't want to do, you don't want to allow Southern Wales an opportunity to score with the clock stopped. First free throw off the mark. Jeffries with the rebound. Able to get the ball to Duggar. Taylor on the dribble into the front court to Pierce. Pierce back to Duggar. She'll dribble out in between the circles. Works to her left. Morgan with the basketball. Back to Pierce. Back to Duggar. Back to Pierce. Crossover. Back to Duggar. Open for three. It's on the way. Rolls off the rim. It won't go. They'll say another foul on the rebound. I believe they're going to call it on McMullen. On Kylan, that will be number three. Clock's at 4:49. Remains a 12-point lead for the Lady Rocks, 40-28. I'd like to thank Aqua Liberty, Pools, Spa, and Hearth in Rockville. Kathy Preston, State Farm Insurance in Rockville. And Rockville Correctional Facility, hiring correctional officers now. Go to careers.in.gov. First free throw good by Hanauer. She'll get the second. It's also good. Cuts the lead to 10 at 40-30. Mills Paul gets the pass from Pierce. Very quickly fouled by Yancer. That's four on Yancer. That'll send Maddie to the free throw line. I think that would have to soften up the defense by Yancer a little bit.
Well, Maddie has not gotten a chance to attempt a free throw yet in this game. Hasn't scored yet either. So looking to get into the scoring column for the young freshman.
Free throw's on the way. It is good. Lead is at 11, 41-30. Like thanks Samaritan Affordable Funeral and Cremation Services. Call 812-232-4351. Second free throw off the mark. Southern Wales on the move. Johnson puts it on the floor to Glass. She's fouled by Jeffries. Even though that's going to stop the clock, I don't mind that one, Stephen. Make him earn him from the free throw line as she got pretty deep in the paint. On Carly, that will be her second foul. I'd like to thank Big Mac Disposal in Tangier and Hanner Law Office in Rockville. Southern Wales unable to really take advantage at the free throw line. Johnson misses the first. Second on the way is good. Cuts the lead to 10 at 41-31. Pierce is going to inbound. Able to find Duggar. Duggar draws a double team. Loose ball picked up by Mills Ball. And Maddie shuffles the feet. Travel will turn the ball back to Southern Wells. Clock is at 4:33. You wonder at what point, Stephen, does Coach Kyle elect to re-enter Carrington and Breedlove with a 10-point lead? Probably more critical to get Carrington in the ballgame. Elsroth drains a three. Cuts the lead to 7 at 41-34. Ball comes into Duggar. One thing you don't want to do, you don't want to get in too much of a hurry. Try to dribble the ball into an area that peripherally you can't see. This time the foul's on Elsroth in the backcourt. It'll send Taylor to the free throw line. It's a double bonus for both teams for the balance of the ball game. Taylor good on the first. Leads at 8, 42-34. Second in and out. McMullen rebound, put back, won't go. And on the rebound, Jeffries and, have to help me, I think it is Noble.
Noble, yep.
That'll send Noble to the free throw line. She'll get two free throws on Carly. That will be her third. Pretty good opportunity. Kylan snuck in, got the rebound. Putback wouldn't go. That would have been huge. Noble's first free throw off the mark. As I mentioned, it is double bonus. Coach Kyle at 4'11". Going to re-enter the seniors. Good work by Jeffries and Maddie Millspaugh. As Jeffries and Breedlove re-enter. Second free throw also off the mark by Noble. Rebound Breedlove. Breedlove to Carrington. They want the clock to run as much as possible. Duggar on the dribble to the right. Still has the dribble going. Pierce comes to get the basketball. She finds Carrington. Felicity now to Taylor. Taylor works right to Kylan. Picks her dribble up. Hand off to Carrington. Foul out front on Yancer. That's number five. That's a big hit for Southern Wells, Stephen. She brings an awful lot to this ball club. So the senior point guard, Jessica Yancer, fouls out at 3:39. Southern Wells down 8, 42-34. Carrington with a pair of free throw opportunities. First one is off the mark. Free throw here makes it a full three-possession ball game. Second also is off the mark. So neither team has been real good at the free throw line. Hanauer, spin dribble in paint. Pierce going to be called for the foul. Reaching in, it'll be two for Hanauer.
So that's four on Morgan Pierce. So that gives all seniors for Rockville, Carrington, Breedlove, and Pierce, four fouls here for the remainder 3:30 of this game.
Hanauer good. Well, the one thing that Southern Wells has done, Stephen, they're really on the attack. They're getting to the free throw line. Opportunities to score with the clock stopped. Hanauer second free throw is also good. Lead has been whittled to six at 42-36. Inbound to Pierce. She works up the left side of the court, still with the dribble. Looking for help, still on the dribble. Breedlove in paint underneath. Shot won't go. She's fouled by Noble. And we'll head to the free throw line. Breedlove is on the floor. She gets up with a little help. Not sure. What we're going to get, a little conversation with her and Coach Kyle. Have a little bit of trouble putting pressure.
I don't think she's going to be able to complete her free throws.
Yeah, we hope it's something that she's able to walk off. I assume it's either going to be Jeffries or going to be Millspaugh to shoot the free throws. It'll be Maddie. She'll need to report in. The good news is it's not a one and one. She will get two. Bailey will work to the end of the bench. First free throw is off the mark. Maddie will get the second. Our second game today, Tri-Central and Tri-High School. They will battle. Second free throw off the heel of the rim. Long rebound pulled out by Johnson. They're going to say a jump ball between Johnson and Duggar. It will be Southern Wells basketball. Clock is at 3:13. Going to see some offensive and defensive substituting. Jeffries will replace Mills, Paul.
I think that's a terrific decision. Get a little size in there. Noble's doing a great job on the boards. And as aggressive as Southern Wells has been to get the ball into the paint.
Neff's going to fire a three. She hits a three. Lead down to three at 42-39. Pierce crosses over, ball loose in the backcourt. She picks it up, and she's going to be called for the travel. It'll be Southern Wells basketball. Still a lot of time, 2:55 on the clock.
Well, things definitely getting interesting here. Carrington, you got to be overly aggressive to go get the basketball. I know they're denying you right now, but you want to have it in her hands trying to break that press.
Elsroth to Hanauer. Back to Elsroth. Having trouble seeing. We have a lot of fans in front of us standing up. Hanauer with the basketball. Elsroth falls to the floor, able to kick to Johnson. Johnson fires a three. It won't go. Weak side rebound to Duggar. Duggar is fouled from behind. That'll send Taylor to the free throw line. So a three-point lead. It is a one-possession ball game. A free throw here makes it two possessions. However, at 2:34, still plenty of possessions. First free throw. In and out for Taylor. She'll get the second.
Jim, this has felt like the longest fourth quarter of the year. Just trying to get that clock to double zeros.
Taylor rattles the second home. It's a four-point lead, 43-39. Southern Wells, Elsroth with the basketball. Back cut to Johnson, drives baseline. Kicks, shot won't go. And on the rebound, the jump ball, I believe it'll be Rockville basketball. It was Neff with the three-point attempt. It won't go. Good news. Breedlove returns to the Rockville lineup. Wouldn't be surprised if you see Bailey come up and get the basketball. Comes into Carrington. Good job of recognizing the double team. She finds Pierce. Pierce on the dribble. Clears the timeline to Carrington. Carrington will reset in between the circles. Near side Duggar. Works to her left. Pass inside Breedlove. Off glass. Her shot good. Rocks lead by 6, 45-39. Give Duggar the assist. Clock inside of 2 minutes. We're down to 1:50. Hanauer near side to Elsroth. Oh, she gets away with the travel. Ball's loose. A late foul called. Wow.
Well, officials are just guessing right now. Because there's no way that Kylan fouls on that. Comes off the knee of Elsroth.
Kylan's 5 feet from the basketball. Elsroth will get two free throws. First one is good. She will get the second. It's also good. Trims the lead to four at 45-41. Carrington inbound to Pierce. Still with the dribble. Good spin move. Good decision now to back out. Hands the ball off to Carrington. Back cut to Duggar. Duggar shot off glass, in and out. Rebound, Noble. Noble to Hanauer. Clock inside of a minute 30. Hanauer pulls up for a long three. It won't go. Rebound, Breedlove. Breedlove to Carrington. You wonder how late they'll wait to foul or how long they'll wait to foul. Coach Kyle is going to use a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well at 1:16, a four-point lead for Rockville. We'll be right back on True Oldies 104.9 at WAXI.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic. My electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
Welcome back to live action. Rockville basketball, Pierce to inbound, right at midcourt. Need some help. And pass going to be picked off out front by Hanauer. She's fouled immediately. That's five on Carrington. At 1:14, Felicity will go to the bench. It's a four-point lead. Could be less than that. As Hanauer at the free throw line will have two.
Well, and that's tough to take, too. You've got three timeouts left in your pocket. A big moment. You cannot turn that basketball over there, especially sacrificing Felicity Carrington. But Hanauer will step to the free throw line. She's got 11 points.
She's been the best free throw shooter today for Southern Wells. She connects on the first. That's a lead to three at 45-42. Second is also good. It's a two-point lead, as close as Southern Wells has been in the second half. Pierce inbounds to Duggar. Duggar on the dribble with her left hand, closely guarded by Neff. Able to get the ball to Pierce. Pierce works baseline. Pass backside to McMullen. McMullen going to be fouled by Hanauer. I'm not so sure she doesn't block the shot, Steven. Anything that's close is being called a foul. So Kylan at the free throw line will get two. Clock is down to 102. Kylan good on the first free throw. Makes it a full possession ball game at 46-43. This is a big one. Looks good. It is good. Kylan with two huge free throws. It's now a four-point advantage. We're under a minute. Neff to Hanauer, puts it on the floor. Elsroth in paint. Her shot, good. Cuts the lead to two. Southern Wells with a timeout. It's a full timeout. We'll send it back to studio. 47-45. Lady Rocks lead by two. 50.2 to go in this one. Stay tuned. We'll be right back at Tipton High School on True Oldies 104.9 at WAXI.
He shoots, he scores!
Be a part of a local winning team. Making quality plastics since 1969. Future Rex Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions, direct hire and temp to hire, with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. Future Rex is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. And good luck to all the area athletes from Future Rex Industries.
At Overpet Gas, we have a team of technicians waiting to serve you. We service, sell, and install a variety of LP gas appliances. Take advantage of current rebates. Call our office and schedule a free estimate. Same day, next day service at no extra charge. Visit our showroom in Covington for a wide variety of LP gas appliances. Call 597-2201 or 793-2501.
Action, inbound pass is off the hands of Duggar. Will be Southern Wells basketball. I think the one thing you've got to recognize is you can run the baseline, which creates a better angle on the inbound pass. Ball comes into Elsroth. Hanauer in the corner. Puts it on the floor. We're going to say she was tripped. She'll head to the free throw line with an opportunity to tie at 43.9. So I mentioned Hanauer has been the best free throw shooter for Southern Wells in the ball game. She is their leading scorer. First free throw comes up short. I believe she'd hit six or eight straight.
That makes her 7 of 9 in the game, 13 points total.
Second on the way is good. Cuts a lead to one. We have a timeout, Southern Wells. We're going to keep it here at 43.9. Steven, I'll go back to what point I just made. You've got to recognize if you're taking the ball out of bounds that you can run the baseline. You can create a better angle to inbound to keep it away from the defense. It also could help to open up somebody based on where you're at rather than stationary. So inbounding it important. Not sure how long Southern Wells will wait to foul. Obviously, with Carrington on the bench, your primary ball handler, it's time for some others to step up and head to the free throw line and knock the shots down. It'll be Breedlove inbounding the basketball. Gets it into Pierce. Pierce draws a double team. Works to her left, spin dribble. Still has the basketball to Mills Paul. Mills Paul to Breedlove at the free throw line. Out front to Pierce. She's going to be fouled by Johnson. So So a little over 14 seconds runs off the clock before they elect to foul. Not sure Pierce has been to the free throw line in the ball game.
She has not.
First free throw is off the heel of the rim. So remains an opportunity for the two-point lead. Free throw is good. Two-point lead. Coach Kyle with the timeout. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. We'll take just a 30 and send it back to studio as we don't want to miss anything here. Stay tuned. We'll be right back at Tipton High School on Truelty's 104.9 at WAXI.
Layton's Refrigeration and American Standard offers a full line of high-efficiency heating and air conditioning equipment, heat pumps, and geothermals. Call Layton's today at 765-832-2561. Layton's Refrigeration offers the highest level of customer service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and was voted number one customer care rated independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer in Indiana 2 years in a row. Save money and call Layton's Refrigeration today at 765-832-2561.
Welcome back, Jim Foster, Stephen Hartman. Folks, it's been a good one from start to finish. Rocks have led by as many as 11. Currently, it's a two-point lead, 48-46, 29.3 on the clock. Point guards for both teams are on the bench with five fouls. Carrington for Rockville, Yancey for Southern Wells. Southern Wells with the basketball. Hanauer on the dribble into the front court. Near side to Ellsroth, puts it on the floor, works left, and she travels. She wanted to kick the ball to Neff. McMullen had stepped into the passing lane, took that pass away, shuffled her feet, Rockville basketball. If you can get it in, you'll get fouled. Breedlove to Pierce. Pierce fouled immediately by Johnson. One's good, two's great at the free throw line right now.
You're exactly right. You make one, Southern Wells almost undoubtedly has to go for the three-point shot. You make two, it's a four-point game, and that really gives you some comfort.
Morgan was just at the free throw line where she went one of two. This one off the heel of the rim. She'll get the second. It's also off the mark. Rebound to Noble. Noble to Hanauer. On the dribble at the key area. Puts it on the floor to the left. Off glass. Her shot won't go. Breedlove with the rebound to Millspaugh. She dribbles away from pressure. Can't believe Southern Wells doesn't foul. Late, the foul comes. Taylor Duggar. Clock shows zeros. That's the ball game, folks. I cannot believe the foul never came after the missed shot. Rocks advance to tonight's championship ball game. It'll be an 8 o'clock tip-off. Join Stephen and I. We'll come on air at 7:35, but we have a lot more to cover here, folks. Stay tuned for our Fountain Trust Rockville Correctional Center post-game show on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.